Shalom, welcome to the Jewish Task Force, JTF. My name is Chaim Ben Pesach. This program is dedicated to elevating the souls of Simcha Bat Rachel, Pesach Zeev Ben Chava, Arav Mir Kahana, Yosef Ben Meir, Reuven Hoffman, and Barry Hoffman, and to a refuah shlema, complete recovery, for Robert Mittman and Sharon Mittman. You know, we've spoken a lot over the past couple of years about American presidential politics and the candidates in America and how that affects Israel and the survival of Israel. But in the end, the problem isn't the Muslim Jew hater Barack Hussein Obama, and he is a Muslim Jew hater. He's a vicious enemy of the Jewish people and of Israel. He's also an enemy of America. He's a traitor to the United States as well. But he's not the problem. And neither is that vicious, evil, satanic serpent John Kerry, whose father's original name was Cohen, and so he's ashamed of the fact that he has some Jewishness in his background and wants to do everything he can to destroy that and wipe that out. John Kerry, the vicious Jew hater, he's not the problem. And we've talked about some of the things Donald Trump has proposed doing, which were also, he also proposed during the campaign doing some things which were bad for Israel, but Donald Trump is not the problem. Yes, if we had elected a truly pro-Israel president like Ted Cruz, the situation would be better because then a truly pro-Israel president could shame the Israeli government, could actually shame them into changing their policies. So we did work hard for Ted Cruz. But if we're going to have Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton or Barack Hussein Obama, John Kerry, or people like that in power, in the end, that's not the problem, that's not the issue, that's not going to make much of a difference if it's going to be choices like that, bad choices like that. It's not going to make much of a difference. Because the problem is Bibi Netanyahu. The problem is Naftali Bennett from the Jewish Home Party, and Avigdor Lieberman, who is the foreign minister, so-called foreign minister, or the so-called defense minister of Israel. He was the foreign minister, now he's the so-called defense minister of Israel. Those are the problems. People like Shas, all of these corrupt political parties in Israel, they're the problem. The UN votes against the rights of Jews to live in Judea, Samaria, and Jerusalem, condemns what it calls illegal Jewish settlements in the heartland of biblical Israel. A vicious vote by a Nazi world body. The UN is a Nazi world body. I mean, right to the north of Israel, you have the regime in Syria that has slaughtered over 500,000 of their own men, women, and children. Every day they're slaughtering men, women, and children in Syria. And if this is what Arabs and Muslims do to each other, you can imagine what they would do to us if they ever got the chance. I mean, the hated Jews and the hated Christians and the hated infidels, you can imagine how they would slaughter us if this is what they do to their own brothers and sisters. You know they're not joking when they promise to do this to us if this is what they do to their own brothers and sisters. And in Syria, we see an example of what happens when Arabs show their true face and true culture in a civil war with unbelievable Nazi brutality. And the UN doesn't deal with that. That's not an issue for the UN. That's not an issue for Russia or Vladimir Putin or the European Union. Not an issue for them. Or for all the third world despots and dictators, the half-naked, ignorant dictators and smelly despots from Africa and third world countries who have the gall to sit in judgment of Israel. Instead, they attack Israel for building Jewish homes in her own capital. That's the issue for the UN. The fact that millions of Muslims have been slaughtered, 500,000 in Syria, millions in the Persian Gulf, I mean literally millions of Muslims have been slaughtered by their fellow Muslims. The fact that you have this ongoing massive slaughter going on, that doesn't bother the UN. What bothers the UN is that Jews want to build homes in their own capital of Jerusalem. But The problem is that this vicious anti-Semitism in the UN is the official policy of the Israeli government. Netanyahu and Bennett and Lieberman, the leaders of Israel, have had an anti-Semitic building freeze. They're not building Jewish homes for Jews in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria. For 8 years now, they have frozen all Jewish building. For 8 years now. Netanyahu has done what openly left-wing governments never did in Israel. Shimon Peres, when he was prime minister, never had a total building freeze in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria. Never. Ehud Barak didn't have any building freeze. In fact, the number of Jews living in Judea, Samaria, and Jerusalem increased dramatically when Ehud Barak was prime minister. Ehud Barak being an extreme left-wing, openly left-wing prime minister. But he didn't freeze Jewish building. Ehud Olmert didn't freeze Jewish building. Another left-wing, openly left-wing prime minister. Only when you have the Likud prime ministers in power, like Netanyahu, especially like Netanyahu, these terrible policies are implemented. Because if a left-wing prime minister tried to do what Netanyahu was doing, everybody in Israel would be screaming, how dare you, you're saying, just because they're Jews, they're not allowed to build in their own homeland. How could you do something like this? This is despicable. All the Jews in Israel would be screaming and yelling. But when Netanyahu does the same treasonous policies, everybody accepts it. You see that with Donald Trump in America. You see that Donald Trump supporters tolerate things that he does and that he supports. But if a Democrat had said this, or if Hillary Clinton or Barack Hussein Obama had said some of the left-wing things that Trump has stood for, they'd be going crazy. You remember when Trump ran against Goldman Sachs? Now his Treasury Secretary comes from Goldman Sachs. The head of budget management for the whole federal economy comes from Goldman Sachs. He's put Goldman Sachs in charge of the whole U.S. economy after saying that you shouldn't be allowed to run for president if you're connected to Goldman Sachs. And his supporters accept it. So you see the same dynamic in Israel, where when Netanyahu does something anti-Semitic and outrageous and self-hating in every way, betrays his own country and his own people, they say, well, Netanyahu, he's not a leftist. If he does it, maybe it couldn't be that bad. It is that bad. It's even worse when he does it. So we have a situation now where we want to bring down this evil government in Israel. We want this government to fall. And we want to put pressure, of course, on government ministers and the other phony politicians, the corrupt politicians from the Likud and the Jewish Home Party. We want to put pressure on them because they sell themselves as right-wing and the land of Israel. And we pray. And Netanyahu every day is condemning the UN while he's carrying out the UN's policies. He condemns and then he carries out their policies. You remember in 2009, when the first confrontation over building took place between the newly elected president, Barack Hussein Obama, and between Netanyahu. Netanyahu was condemning Obama and talking about how terrible it is and even lectured him in the Oval Office, and there was talk about all the tension and they were issuing statements back and forth. And meanwhile, Netanyahu immediately agreed to a complete building freeze. In other words, he condemned, but he gave in, 100% gave in to what Obama was demanding. That is Netanyahu. He bluffs and he talks, but in the end he gives in 100% to all the demands of our enemies. Now, I'll just give you an illustration of how destructive this is for Israel. Netanyahu and the other evil leaders in Israel are building a wall, a big wall, which they want to use to separate the newly independent terrorist state of Palestine that they want to create. God forbid that they should create it, be national suicide for Israel, but they want to create this newly independent state of Palestine, separated from Israel. So they're building a wall to do that. And this wall, you know, the question is how many Jews live on the other side of the wall? In other words, on the side of the wall where Israel wants to surrender land. We want to get as many Jews as possible on the other side of that wall, so that Israel can't create a so-called Palestine state. There is no Palestine, by the way, and there are no Palestinians. It's an Arab hoax and an Arab lie. But we want to get as many Jews living there as possible in order to prevent the creation of a so-called Palestinian state, which would be a terrorist entity that would be committed to the destruction of America, Israel, and the Western world, an Islamic terrorist nightmare and time bomb that would return Israel to borders that are completely suicidal. There are now only about 100,000 Jews living on the other side of the wall. In other words, living on the other side of the wall which Israel wants to surrender. We have about 100,000 Jews living there now in various communities in Judea and Samaria. That's not enough to prevent the creation of a so-called Palestinian state. We've seen that they can expel 100,000 people. It is doable. And so that's not enough to stop it. And the talk of creating a so-called Palestine state has not ended. And it won't end. And don't believe those who say that it's over and how we can sit back and relax. No way. That danger is a very real danger and continues to be a real danger. But in the past 8 years, if instead of having 100,000 Jews there, we had created incentives and had moved as many Jews there as possible, and Israel has a tremendous overcrowded, Israel's so tiny that it's overcrowded, Israel has a tremendous housing crisis and housing shortage. If with incentives housing was made available to Judea and Samaria, we could have had 1 million Jews living there easily. We could have put 1 million Jews there instead of 100,000. If we had 1 million Jews there, there is no way a Palestinian state could ever be created. That would ensure that we would never have that terrorist dagger in the heart of Israel, a so-called Palestine state. That would never come into being if we had 1 million Jews living there. Netanyahu could have done that. And he didn't. What a crime. What an unforgivable crime. And all of you who supported Netanyahu, don't you think you have responsibility as well for that? You didn't pay attention to all the warnings we've been giving all these years? We are warning the people. And we're one of the groups out there, we're one of the very few groups that put constant pressure on the politicians. We're uncompromising, and we're reaching the people of Israel with our message. But we only reach thousands. The problem is we're only reaching thousands of people. We want to reach millions. The more people we reach, the more people we convince, the better chance we have of preventing disaster. That's why when you work with us and we work together as a team, and when you help us, together we can, God willing, prevent disaster if only we all put in the effort and do everything we can to make a difference. We need your help. Let's work together as a team. Support us financially. You can support us online by going to the hayamin.org on top the donate button on our Hebrew main page. Or you can support us by sending checks, money orders, cash donations to our post office box, doesn't matter how. Give us your support. Help promote our videos. Help promote our main pages. Let's work together because this is a critical time for Israel and the Jewish people. And yes, when we do reach Jews with our message, they are responsive. Many Jews in Israel agree with what I've been telling you on this program. Many Jews agree that it's outrageous that Jews are not allowed to live in their own homeland, that it is a mortal danger to Israel's very survival, creating a so-called Palestine state, that a plan has to be initiated to get the Arabs out of the land of Israel with reparations. Many Jews in Israel like that and agree with that and would love to see that type of program enacted. Join with us. Together we're going to fight to make a difference. We're going to fight by trying to persuade people. We're going to fight by putting pressure on the politicians. We're going to fight by supporting Moshe Feiglin and the Zehut Party in the Knesset election, whenever that ultimately is held. Join with us, and together we can change Jewish history and prevent the disaster, God willing. This is Chaim Ben Pesach for JTF. Until next week, Shalom.